talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I always want to say, remember to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. We're talking about Alec. Alec, Gene of Eau Claire, had called in about this model legislation that they just pass around to Republican legislatures to just mindlessly vote on. And I mentioned to you that names like that are acronyms, which means that they're not real people. Each letter stands for a word. So on the Democratic side, Emily's List. Emily, there is no Emily. Emily doesn't exist. Emily is an acronym for early money is like yeast. In other words, it grows, it swells, and more money comes in if you give them early money. Alec is the same thing. There is no guy named Alec. Alec Guinness, yeah, no guy named Alec. Stands for American Legislative Exchange Council. Alec is American Legislative Exchange Council, which is just a soothing name for a group of right-wing people who draft model legislation, they call it, like Act 10 and Right to Work, send it out to the legislatures and say, pass it, our donors want it. Alec, the American Legislative Exchange Council, has a budget of $10 million a year, and it's funded by Republican donors. ExxonMobil, for instance, gives them a lot of money, and others give them a lot of money because they want Right to Work, they want Act 10, that kind of thing, and they call it a different thing in every state. You know, they're not going to call it Right to Work, they call it Job Freedom. They're not going to call it, you know, Act 10, you know, Teachers Union Suppression. They're going to call it teacher freedom, you know, that kind of stuff. So whenever you see an acronym, like a name, you know, like say Cynthia, I mean, I don't know any that are that long, but I mean, you know, Matt or Luke, for instance, I see Luke or Matt. Sounds good. Well, that is good, except it's going to be an acronym, and especially if it's a right-wing group. So be careful about that. Be careful about that. A lot of other things happening. Facebook. There's a judge named James Boasberg, B-O-A-S-B-E-R-G, James Boasberg, who just dismissed a lawsuit brought by the Federal Trade Commission in 48 states and municipalities around the country against Facebook, accused them of monopoly and wanting relief. And Boasberg said, nah, there wasn't enough evidence. The guy's an idiot. Does he ever go on Facebook? Does he ever consider what else there is? I mean, what else? I mean, Boasberg, it's a monopoly, okay? It's a monopoly. If it looks like a monopoly, talks like a monopoly, quacks like a monopoly, it's a duck. I mean, a monopoly, okay? Well, Boasberg left it open so they can refile. I'm not sure what else they have to do. The FTC, 48 states and municipalities, should not have been dismissed. Fortunately, the Congress, believe it or not, on a bipartisan basis, the Congress has taken some rudimentary action. The Committee in Charge of Trade, unanimously, Republicans and Democrats referred out legislation to prohibit Facebook, Twitter, and Amazon and others from buying their competitors. In other words, you have a startup, you have a good little company, sort of like Facebook, sort of like Twitter, sort of like Amazon. What these people do is they'll go to you, you're an entrepreneur, and they'll give you a lot of money, much more than it might be worth at the time, and say, hey, you're a great guy, why don't you take this? And you go, great. And there's a non-compete in there for the rest of your life. Actually, the law in most states is it can't be longer than 5 years, but they'll try to tie you up as long as they can. So you can't do anything in that area. You can't do anything in that area, but you get a lot of money. you don't really need any money. And then they've just squashed a competitor. It's basically competition suppression is what it is. So at least the Congress looks like it's going to pass that. At least the Congress looks like it's going to pass that. Whenever there are mergers or acquisitions in among major companies like that, there's the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act. There's an act of Congress that says they have to give some kind of a competition analysis and an explanation. But I mean, look, the big boys acquire whoever they want. They do whatever they want. The antitrust laws are only effectively anymore enforced against smaller companies where it doesn't make as much difference. So this congressional action is going to be welcome, but Boasberg is out of his mind. How can he possibly say there's not enough evidence to go forward, at least with a trial on it? Are you kidding me? With a trial, Standard Oil, 120 years ago. Teddy Roosevelt, the trust buster, remember? He busted up monopolies. Monopolies are very hurtful. They artificially inflate prices. But more importantly, what they do is they suppress innovation. You get a big company and it gets a culture and they suppress innovation. It suppresses these bright young sprouts that come up in the forest that could grow up into mighty trees. That's why monopoly is bad. And we broke up Standard Oil. And fortunately, we have plenty of oil companies now. There's still a lot of big ones, but plenty of different people in the industry. The same with AT&T in the 80s. Monopoly got broken up. Now you have all sorts of phone possibilities. You know, cost competition, plenty of innovation. You've got to get rid of the dead wood. A monopoly is dead wood. Monopoly is dead wood. I'm hoping that they appeal Boasberg's decision to the Court of Appeals and ultimately the Supreme Court. I'm sure they will. They got to do something. They got to come right with this thing. But Congress has started down the path to something very welcome. There is a fascinating exercise in ranked choice voting in New York going on, and I am waiting to see how this happens. In the initial go-around for mayor, Eric Adams came in first with about 31% of the vote. Catherine Garcia second with 21. No, actually, Maya Wiley came in second, Catherine Garcia third, but then they do ranked choice voting because none of them had 50%. That means what they do is they take the other candidates and they see who ranked them second, who ranked who second, third, fourth, fifth, and they eliminate. And yesterday they announced Catherine Garcia is now within 2 points of Eric Adams. She was listed as the number two choice on tons of ballots. And right now, it's 51-49, roughly, 51-49. And they reported 120,000 absentee ballots have to be counted. The deadline of receiving them is yesterday. They're not going to be counted till July 6th. They won't know till then who won. The problem with all of this is somebody pointed out that there was an inadvertent discrepancy in the number of votes that they were mentioning, and they got to go back and look at that. What I don't want to happen in New York. New York is essentially the most, it's not the biggest city anymore. You have LA and you have others, but I'll tell you what, when it comes to finance, the arts, Broadway, history, New York is it. New York, New York. Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. Great song. New York, the most important city in the country, really. You cannot have them screw up their voting. You cannot have them come up with inadvertent errors in the number of votes, because then the Trump people all over the place will say, oh, that's what happened in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia. Well, no, those votes were recounted many times and we're not putting up with the big lie from Donald Trump. But I want New York to get it right. But the other thing is, if Garcia beats Eric Adams and in the first vote, he was ahead 31 to 21 or 20, that's not going to sit well with a lot of folks, because in the old days, there was plurality. You could have, in this case, they had like 17, I'm not kidding, I think it was 17 candidates. Nobody ever heard of most of them. Nobody ever heard of most of them. And whoever got the plurality, which means the most, not the majority, because it's hard to get a majority with 17 candidates. Eric Adams got 31%, 10 points ahead of anybody else. He ends up losing because in ranked choice voting, if people, the other people didn't get elected their number twos counted and more of their number twos went to Catherine Garcia, there are going to be some hard feelings. Now, there shouldn't be. A lot of people swear by ranked choice voting. I don't. I'm one of the holdouts. I think what you do is you just go with the flow. Whoever gets the most votes on the initial go around, no matter how many people there are, no matter how many people are on the primary, that's who should get it. That's who should get it. Usually ranked choice voting doesn't make any difference. Usually when you tease out the number twos, it comes out with the same result. That may happen here. But my concern, my thought is that what's going to happen is that people who bother to vote absentee may be more likely Garcia type voters. Eric Adams, you know, more, you know, he's more out in the boroughs, the Bronx, Brooklyn, not so much Manhattan. She could slip in. And there's got to be rallying around the flag on this one, attesting the legitimacy of it. And I think it is legitimate. Do not question the legitimacy, but stay tuned. Most important city in the country right now, ranked choice voting for its mayor. And we've got to stand by as Democrats and as Americans. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.